From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. News has surfaced of a proposal to build a construction and demolition debris processing facility on the Athens waterfront. Athens Stevedoring and Environmental Development is looking to import 8,400 tons of construction and demolition materials weekly to a 6.1-acre site off North Washington Street adjacent to the Athens boat launch. The debris will be transported by barge from Alcoa Recycling in Brooklyn. After processing, the materials would then be trucked to locations throughout upstate New York. The project was brought to the attention of the village board by the group Keep It Green, which was formed in response to Wheeler Brader Technologies' failed attempt to construct an ash monofill in Catskill, requiring the trucking in of 445,000 tons of waste per year. Athens resident Diana Abadi said the village boat launch is very popular, and if the facility is planning to operate 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and I quote, "Even the beauty of a fishing expedition or a kayak trip would be disrupted by noise and dust," end quote. Abadi also expressed safety concerns about the increased presence of barges as well as more truck traffic. Former EPA Regional Administrator Judith Ink said, and I quote, "This project potentially has a serious environmental impact. C&D debris is not just dirt and rocks. It's called cocktailing, where toxic substances are blended in," end quote. The materials can include lead paint and shingles containing asbestos. Ink said a full environmental review is in order, but before anything else happens, the applicant should hold a community meeting. She said, and I quote, "This should not happen behind closed doors," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Michelle Brindenbach is reporting for NewYorkUpstate.com. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said February 18th, social media giants are taking advantage of users for trillions of dollars and must be subject to oversight. New York's junior senator last week introduced legislation that would create a data protection agency, an independent federal agency with the authority to enforce data protection rules created by itself or Congress. Gillibrand made the comments during a town hall meeting in Syracuse. The town hall meeting was Gillibrand's second since taking office in 2009. During the meeting, Gillibrand also called for the expansion of Medicaid and Social Security benefits and a student loan forgiveness program for public servants. Linda Brown Robinson, president of the Syracuse Anaconda chapter of the NAACP, moderated the event, and the crowd asked questions on a variety of topics, including health care, student loan forgiveness, and foreign affairs. Read the full story at NewYorkUpstate.com. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. On Tuesday, February 18th, Peebles, an anchor store in the Fairview Plaza in Greenport for 15 years, reopened its doors as Gordman's. Stage Stores Incorporated, the Houston-based parent company of both stores, announced last year it would convert most of its stores into the off-price retail outlet. Republican State Senator Daphne Jordan attended the ribbon cutting, noting the new store is an exciting addition to the community. Jordan said each Gordman's store employs between 20 and 30 people. The company began converting stores in February, and by the third quarter of 2020, expects to be operating approximately 700 small market Gordman's off-price stores nationwide. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Judy Ripe is reporting for the Times Herald Record. Hudson Valley farmers are changing how much they grow and what they grow in order in response to the requirements imposed by the state's new farm labor law. They are doing everything they can to avoid paying workers overtime, one of the law's mandates they say they cannot afford. Alex Cocott, co-owner of Harvest Queen Farms in Orange County, said, and I quote, "It's going to be a transition year," end quote. Cocott has already decided he will no longer grow salad greens because it is a labor-intensive crop and can easily push a crew into overtime. Instead, he will concentrate on onions and soybeans. He said, and I quote, "There's no labor with soybeans. I've got the equipment to plant them myself, harvest them myself," end quote. Other farmers will shrink the size of their farms, cutting back on the volume of some crops and with some abandoning fields and orchards. The transition was made more difficult due to the confusion over some of the law's mandates. It remains unclear if extended family members and supervisors are subject to the law and about whether the scheduled day of rest for workers has to be the same day every week or can be any day in seven. The changes could result in local farms reducing their footprint in New York City markets, a way Hudson Valley farmers have expanded their business over the years. Read the full story at PoughkeepsieJournal.com. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.